Welcome to Urban Wine Life on the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here for our weekly wine review. And today I picked up something a little different. I picked it up and had a taste for a Malbec. But if you've seen any of my other previous wine reviews, I love my Malbecs from Argentina and South America, all from that Mendoza Valley is the most delicious Malbecs that I've had. So this one is from California, though. So I decided to, when I looked at this, I was like, okay, so this is from the Lodi or Loudi. Yeah, I mean, they criticize me all the time about that, but the Lodi Valley in California, and they have a lot of great quality wines that's coming from that region. And when I picked this out, I saw that, and the thing that stood out was the Lodi moniker at the bottom. If you look, you know, this is a Bagayas or Bigayas, whichever one you want to say. But down at the bottom, you see that it says Lodi, Malbec Lodi. So when I tried it, I wanted to be able to say, does it have that same kind of flavor? Does it give me all like the Argentine or the South American type of flavors and all of the different ones? So I tried that and I was like, well, let's see which way this one goes. But this has aromas that were black raspberry, plums, and floral violets. And in the mouth is like black cherries, plums, and pepper, a little spice, and kind of toasty on that. So I was like, okay, I'll try it out. Let me see if they really talking about something that really, you know, is it really saying really what it is? So great inky looking color. See, yeah, the light is there, so it's really doing a reflection, so you really can't see a lot. So let's take a whiff of this real quick. So it went down. Previously, it had a really heavy plum smell. You know when you have that rich plum and it's fresh and you'd be like, and it's kind of, even with that bitter smell, because you know what the taste of a plum is and you smell it and you automatically say, whoa, this is a fresh plum. That's what it smells like. So it gives me that. A slight pepper on there, not a lot, nothing that just jumps out from that. So let's taste it now. Yeah. So, yeah, kind of, I say the dark cherries, really dark fruit, almost like blackberries. It does have the peppery taste, so you do get a little bit of pepper right there. But this is interesting because the Malbec is bold and has that little fruit from that. And this one gives me that, but with a little more fruit forwards, because when you smell it, you get a lot more plum, whereby the Malbec from South America, you don't get as much of the fruity up front from that. But then once you start drinking it, it's a lot bolder. This one is a little smoother. It has a smoother taste to it, which I like. I kind of like. So I don't mind this. I got to find another Malbec from Lodi and see if that the terroir or the actual soil and the way things are being grown in that, is that's the difference. Because I taste some other Malbecs and wasn't really that pleased. But this one is okay. I really like this. So I'm going to try some from that area. But really good. It's a 2016 Bagayas Malbec from the Lodi region of California. So Urban Wine Life, check us out every Friday for our wine review. And I look forward to seeing you on Bougie Black Brother Network on YouTube, and every download podcast, Urban Wine Life. So I want to thank you very much, and I'll see you next time on Urban Wine Life.